Well, I'll tell you what, just to answer part of that question, things that I've seen. I will say that this last preseason game, I know a lot of people don't put a lot into what you can get from the last game in terms of evaluation or feeling for your team. I got a lot out of it from the coaching aspect. Was tremendously impressed with the way Mark and his staff were able to put together a practice plan and design practice, get our first and second team ready for the Bengals. Actually, enough high-quality reps to improve those group of players moving forward into this week, and to get our third group ready with two new quarterbacks ready to play an exhibition game, and for it to look professional and productive, and to be at a high enough level that the players that were in the game would get a full chance to be evaluated. That it wasn't so sloppy that you really didn't see their talents unfold. That was a very efficient game. It was brought out by the efficiency of practice and their unrelenting attention to detail as a staff to get it to that level. I think you saw some things in the game, both offensive and defensively, in terms of efficiency, the way they were able to play that game, that they looked like they had been practicing together for a while. Well, that was all accomplished in a couple days while getting the rest of the team ready for the Bengals. The other thing that I saw that tells me a lot about Mark in terms of his relationship with our quarterback and quarterbacks in general and the team was I looked out there. I was sitting in our Bears control booth before the game watching warm-ups, and I saw something I haven't seen before. I turned and looked, and I really wasn't sure what I was looking at until I identified, each face out there. It was our entire first unit, minus Brandon, who was excused, and Earl was out there at the time, going through full-speed reps on their own without pads, and the offensive lineman sprinting 15 yards downfield after every rep. And I thought in the back of my mind, the question I had, is that Mark or is that Jay? So I asked Mark, and he said, no, that's Jay. Jay came to me and told me that he thought we needed to do that. So that tells me a lot about Mark and his staff. All of our rookies at one time or another during the preseason made plays, and that's what we want to see. We want to see that athleticism carry over into production. And they all made plays at some point or another. So I wouldn't single anybody out. I would still say they're still rookies. They still got to earn their way every day. But we anticipate, based on what their tools are and their intangibles, that they will continue to make progress. Continue to improve and continue to make progress towards our goals, which is to win championships, to be in the mix at the end, in a position to get in the playoffs and win championships. Progress towards our goals. Final factors, really for Jamarcus, he had played, I will say, Adam, that 14 out of the 16 games last year, he was sufficient or better. He had a lot of good games, and that, we grade, sufficient, good, very good. 14 out of those 16, they were at least at the sufficient level that you could win with that player and his performance on that particular day. Two of them were below that line. The obvious games were the first Green Bay game and the San Francisco game. Coming into this fall, we were very optimistic that he was going to be our starting right tackle, would continue to improve as a player. He never gained the consistency, that sufficient level of consistency that we want out of our players. So at the end, his performance wasn't to our expectation level that we felt that we needed to move forward on with him. My expectation level for Jay hasn't changed. It's always been to be a quarterback that leads us to championships. So what we've been trying to do is put more weapons around him and to protect him better so that he has a better opportunity to do that. He's going to get mad at me for saying this because I've been telling him this all summer, is that I see a guy that's better than he was last year. I see a guy that's more dynamic. I see a guy better in and out of his breaks. I see a stronger player. I think he made the comments that he was at 4.5 body fat percentage. He looks it. I mean, when you stand up behind Brandon Marshall, you realize how big that man is at the position he plays. He's in an elite level for his position in terms of size, dynamic ability, production. I don't see any back off. Actually, I see a better player. Obviously, he was a little frustrated about where he's at, and he's definitely shared that with myself. Those are conversations that we've had. Hey, and that's just an athlete wanting to be elite, wanting to be the best at his game. His goal is to be the best wide receiver in the NFL on the best team. I've got no problems with those goals and have no problems talking to him about those goals. Well, I got to be honest with you. I don't know what the opening day starting situation is. I think that's going to be earned through the week. I think they both have shown good upside in terms of what they're capable of doing. They've both made plays. I've certainly seen development in both Corey and Shea. Best man wins. The other one's going to be on the field a lot. In terms of whoever goes out there and puts their hand on the ground first, that's a good thing. He earned that spot in front of the other one. They are competing, you know, as hard as I've seen two players go at it. Each and every rep counts to them. Each and every one-on-one counts to them. Each and every rep on game tape is counted to them. It's a great thing, Lawrence. That's a heck of a thing to have on a team, is that competition at that high level. And I'm excited about it. Whoever puts their hand down will have earned it. The other one's going to play a bunch. They'll both contribute to what our team becomes this fall. No more concern than I have for any of the other 22 players. I want to see is performance. That's what I expect to see, and I think that's their expectation level. Do they want to see themselves perform at a high level and our team win games? So those two are officially up, they're up, and expect good things out of them. I know from an intangible and a talent aspect, they're certainly capable of doing the job.